edition of Global Print, I would like to talk to you about the India-Russia relationship, why it seems to be in a state of siege, telltale signs of which were manifest when the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was visiting Delhi last week. But before I talk to you about this, dear viewer, I'd like to make an appeal to you. Please do subscribe and pay just a little bit for the Print's free, fair and unhyphenated journalism. You know that we have been bringing to you the best stories, the best videos over the last several months of the pandemic, so please do continue to support us. You will find in the description of this video links for a domestic as well as for an international audience to subscribe. So please do press on that link and pay just a little bit. Now back to my column Global Print, in which I talk about the sense of tension that persists between India and Russia these days. And this was manifest when Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, was in Delhi last week. Now, why do I say that? So let me take you to the press interaction between India's external affairs minister, S. Jaishankar, and Sergei Lavrov. And in the opening remarks of which, Mr. Jaishankar, instead of saying the time-tested India-Russia relationship, he said the time-tested India-US relationship. Now, you would say, why should one take a second look at that, because the external affairs minister is somebody surely who has a lot of pressures on him on a daily basis, lots of things coming to him from all directions which he has to grapple with and deal with constantly on a minute-by-minute basis. And you would be absolutely right. A slip of tongue is no big deal. It can happen to anybody, to you, to me, to Mr. Jaishankar. But I would like to argue that this slip of tongue is actually also quite revealing. And the reason that I say that is as follows. It seems to me, and not just to me, but there is a growing public perception that India is gravitating towards the US sphere of influence. Now, why would I say that? I would also like to say here that I have also conducted an interview with Vyacheslav Nikonov. He's a close confidant of Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's also the chairman of the Science and Education Committee in the Russian Parliament, which is called the Duma. And I put the same question to him exactly. What is the tension about? And he referred to me to India's participation in the Quad. He argued that this was a pro-US led grouping. He called it an alliance. I disagree. And he said that the fact is that by being a member of this Quad, India is showing that it is part of a US led coalition. He also pointed out that the US has declared Russia to be an enemy number one. In fact, Joe Biden, the US president, called Vladimir Putin a killer, and he said Prime Minister Modi and several other people said nothing about it, indicating that if the India-Russia relationship was in such good spirits, then perhaps the Indian Prime Minister should have said something in Putin's defense. But anyway, we all know that that's not the way it works in high diplomacy and high international politics. Now, this public perception of India gravitating towards the US sphere of influence. The first is, what's wrong with that if that's true? And the second is it true? So apart from the fact that India is a member of this very powerful coalition called the Quad, in which you have not just the US, but Japan and Australia, both of whom, remember, are treaty allies of the US, and then there is India. Now, it's very clear that the reason India is part of this Quad and actually threw its weight behind it was in the wake of the Chinese intrusion across the line of actual control last year. And China continues to occupy large amounts of Indian territory in Ladakh. Those talks have not gone off that well recently, although we know that the Indian soldiers have come down from the heights. So that immediate crisis has blown over, but the tension between India and China remains. In the wake of that, in the wake of the intrusion last year across the LAC, India joined the Quad. The Russians perceive it as being anti-Russia as well. Now, you would imagine that if India and Russia had this very close relationship, then the least that the Indians and the Russians could do, both diplomats and politicians, would do was to sit down and talk to each other as good friends and explain to them what was happening. Why is it that the Indians and Russians are not doing that? They seem to be talking past each other, but they don't seem to be talking and explaining what their concerns are, their apprehensions are about the other side to each other. This was very clearly manifest when Sergei Lavrov went off to Pakistan from Delhi. Now, this is the first time in 9 years that a Russian foreign minister is visiting Pakistan. And this went down very badly in the Indian establishment. If you ask the Russians, they say, what's the big deal? After all, Russia has a large Muslim population, and Russia is also very much involved in the political solution to the Afghan civil war. The Istanbul talks are going to take place a few days from now. So if the Pakistanis have, and we know that they do have huge leverage over the Taliban, then it only makes sense that the Russians would be in Islamabad. But if India was unhappy about Lavrov's visit to Pakistan, then why didn't India tell the Russians? Moreover, why didn't the Russians explain why they were going to Pakistan? This is another reason behind this persistent tension. A third reason is about the Russia-China relationship. Now, in the wake of the Chinese intrusion in Ladakh, not once have the Russians come out and said that we support what the Indians are doing, which is that it's defending themselves by climbing the heights, and we criticize what the Chinese are doing. And the reason that the Russians are keeping so quiet is because Russia and China have a very close strategic partnership. In fact, sometimes the Russians are also accused by the Western world, of course, of being a junior partner in this strategic relationship. So when I asked Mr. Nikonov that question, he said there is no question of Russia supporting the Chinese in Ladakh, but he also said that we would like India and China to sit down across the table and discuss their border issues and to resolve it peacefully. He said, we do not want other countries, namely the Americans, to come and interfere with the India-China relationship. Now, Mr. Nikonov said a lot of very interesting things, and you should go and watch the interview yourself. But to come back to this perception of why India seems to be gravitating towards the American sphere of influence, and let me draw your attention to the fact that Sergei Lavrov, when he was in Delhi for just over 24 hours, did not meet Prime Minister Modi. Now, the Indian establishment will argue that the Prime Minister was campaigning in West Bengal. There is a very important election, of course, that's going on there, and that he was not even in Delhi at the time. Remember, though, that John Kerry, the U.S. presidential envoy on climate, was in Delhi on the exact day that Sergei Lavrov was in Delhi. And in fact, the day after when Lavrov flew to Pakistan, Kerry stayed back and met Prime Minister Modi on that day in Delhi. So either there is a problem with the schedule keepers in the Russian or the Indian establishment, or again, they're simply not talking to each other. I cannot believe that diplomats who spend a large amount of their time making schedules, keeping appointments, looking at protocol issues like this, could not tell the Russians that, look, the Prime Minister is not in town, so perhaps you can delay your visit by a day or so. And this is what my column is about, Global Print, which is that neither the Indians nor the Russians are taking the time to talk to each other. They're ignoring each other's sensitivities. Whether Russia has needs in Afghanistan and therefore needs to talk to Pakistan, whether India has the need for the Russians to say something publicly about China, no real conversation is taking place. You would argue that in a changing global order, India doesn't need to explain itself to anybody. I would add just one more thing, which is that as India makes new friends, new powerful friends like with the US, it must and it cannot forget old ones, especially if some of these friends like Russia are not behaving in accordance to what India's own needs are of the time. If the Russia-China relationship bothers India, then Indian leaders must sit across the table and explain its concerns, its apprehensions to the Russian leadership. So read my column, Global Print, and tell me what you think. And thank you so much for watching. This is Jyoti Malhotra.